This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid racist motherfucking bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to find this fucking tape.
I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me.
Was that a scream?
There goes Cleveland.
Oh, God. What the hell was that?
Attention, Earthlings! I scream like, it's the Ham Radio Show! We are live!
Are we?
On the last show of 2017 in the year of our Lord. Yeah! 718-577-1389. Phone lines are now open and operational. Ladies and gentlemen, put on your big boy pants. It's one hell of a show today. Yeah! Later on in the program, by the way, last Spank Bank Girl of the Week and year, technically, Nadia North will be hanging with the ham today. It's a pretty big show today. And it's... Yeah! Be excited! Yeah, it's the Ham Radio Show. Also live on Facebook Live. Hear that? That's Danny blowing his nose.
He's wiping his ass.
The big old snotzilla.
Yay!
Danny, please, by the way, in the ham cam, which I'm promoting right now on Facebook Live, please go to Facebook Live. as we speak. You can check it out. Can you please hold up your roll of toilet paper that you stole from the bathroom? Right there, Danny. There you go. Roll of toilet paper, because Danny does not use the tissue.
And Joe didn't have tissues.
I'm sure if you asked, Joe is a civilized human being.
All you had to do is ask. I think you need a roll of paper towels, personally.
You got a big schnoz, man. It's not really a small schnoz. I'm just saying.
Have Silly Billy peck your ass.
Silly Billy today.
What?
Yeah, we're...
Want to hear me fart?
Want to hear me fart?
Who was that, Wendy?
Maybe. Wendy Dorita. Like I said, phone lines are open, 718-577-1389. We are a motley crew today.
I'm telling you.
Danny's sick.
He's sick.
My polynoidal cyst is coming back. I'm probably going to have to go get either a shitload of antibiotics.
Yeah.
Danny, by the way, what is the strongest antibiotic you can get from a doctor?
It's an uncle.
Do they have like a name? Does it have a name? Like the strongest one? I need
I
like
know.
One that's a form of a steroid. That is what I need.
I'm not a pharmacist.
I'm just saying, maybe you would know these things.
Yeah, but you're a drug addict.
You are a drug addict. You are. That's true. And Billy's feeling rather silly.
But
Billy,
of course.
Billy, sure. Show us Silly Billy.
Silly Billy.
Here he goes.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, thank you.
And Joe's making himself laugh as normal.
I'm so funny.
As just per usual on this program.
Very funny today.
It is. I feel that funny today.
Something's wrong.
I know. It's the last show of 2017. We're getting it all out now. We're getting it all out.
Yeah.
For 2018 to come all in, it's what we do. That's what we do.
I'm going to fucking freeze to death before then.
Well, they are. Also, I got to say this. Joe, I'm going to do this. Joe?
Yeah.
Mark the date and the time.
I will. Today is the 6:06.
Billy, do you have some fanfare?
Panem.
Like I was asking.
Perhaps. I don't know. Let's see what it does.
You have something that maybe I can use as fanfare, because I think it's an epic moment.
All right.
Because
let's
I know you,
try it.
I know you jagoffs like to say I don't act human from time to time. What the fuck is that?
That was good enough.
What, is somebody stealing second? What the fuck?
They were coming around.
Better. That's better. That's
I
way better.
I still like this That's, one.
All right. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah, I know. If Woody would have went to the police, this never would have happened.
I'll stop stealing the soap.
All right, listen.
Yes.
Joe,
I'm listening.
Because 2018 is around the corner.
Yes, it is.
And because I am a benevolent leader of this very program.
We're all doomed.
We are all doomed. Thank you, Danny. The fact of the matter is, don't ruin this. We're having a moment. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Joe, I'd like to apologize for last week.
Oh, okay. Oh, you listened to the tape.
Wait, hold on. I'm just apologizing for what transpired. Oh. I was still right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did listen to the tape.
Listen to the tape.
I listened to the tape yet again, and... No. I would say that only a mook would not understand what we were talking about at that time. But
is this a left-handed apology?
But no, excuse me. You're the one that said I listened to the tape.
Oh,
but
sure,
I would say to you, I am sorry that we it got so ugly up in here.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I know. I thought the fans enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I'm apologizing to Joe Cardinale. Eddie Finocchiaro is apologizing to Joe Cardinale.
Surely you can't be serious.
No.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
No, seriously. I thought because, going into 2018, you don't want to end 2017. You know what? It almost ruined part of my Christmas.
Get out.
Because I was like, I think Joe was actually mad. And it was like weird. I was like, I don't want Joe to be actually
you
mad.
You were still breathing in a couple of days afterwards, so he wasn't that mad.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he didn't. Well, first off, you can't bury the body if the ground's frozen.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That's all right. They just put you in a barrel and save you for a while.
I didn't call Nuncio,
Yeah. Joe, what family are you calling? You're going to end up calling my family to come fucking execute me. It's the same fucking family.
I don't think they'd have a problem with it.
I'm just saying, fucking Nunzio and Enzo are from my fucking family.
That's true.
I thought it, because I am a benevolent leader and the head of the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah, all right.
I just thought it would be...
You conniving cunt.
Yeah, you don't call Joe that, Danny. It would behoove me to apologize, and I thought in the spirit of a brand new year wiping the slate clean.
You are a big man.
That I am a big man. Yeah, that's what it says in my underwear. That I would apologize for my actions as well as your actions and all the actions and every action. And Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I apologize to that for that, too.
But a silly Negro.
There was no black guy in that movie.
Well, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution.
Oh, here we go.
Never to fight with stupid people again.
All right. Well, then you then you will never fight with yourself, which is nice. I think, you know, like when you talk to yourself and you get into an argument, Joe, you will never have that in 2018.
Yeah, I usually win my arguments with me anyway.
Yes. Well, I had somebody walk up to me today and they were like, you know, I was talking to my food today.
You were.
Because they're trying to go on a diet, but they were talking to your food. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. But when your food fucking talks back to you is when we have a problem. You can talk to your fucking food. You can talk to inanimate objects. That's not a problem.
Come on, that happens all the time. You never opened up the cabinet like and found Aunt Jemima talking to Mrs. Butterworth?
Yeah, but they were talking.
While Uncle Ben's was up a hop trying to fall off the shelf the jar?
Yeah, because they were trying to build the Underground Railroad to get out of your cupboard. It was a different thing.
Something like that.
Slap my hand, black soul man.
That's right. Wendy the Retard, hi. How are you, baby?
Hey, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
718-577-1389. Well, she's saying hi all. That's you guys. You're all. I'm me. And you're all.
I want to get high.
You want to get high? Joe, it's your number one, this is your studio. If you feel free to roll a fatty for this pimp daddy and light one up.
All right, Godfather.
And say pimping ain't easy. Yeah. You can do that.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Would you? Would you like to? Yeah. Joe, by the way, she told you to shut up, Wendy.
She always tells me to shut up.
She doesn't like you.
I know, but I like her, so it doesn't matter. And one cancels out the other.
So we have two negatives.
That's right. That's an infinitive positive.
I don't know. Some girl named Sarah wants to call in 718-577-1389. Of course, operators are sitting by because it's me. I answer the phone. We don't screen them, so feel free to call. We don't give a shit.
Sure thing.
You can't really throw us for a loop. If you call the show and, like, you know, say dumb shit, we're going to probably say something dumber back to you.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
You always the stupid
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Bye.
My question is, are you ever, the both of you, going to fucking work out some kind of system? Is it possible that, like, maybe a flag? Some kind
Bye-bye.
Of, some form of way, because, like, you both keep playing special effects and sound effects and everything right under
That's right, yeah.
the fucking thing.
Can you imagine if the three of us were doing it?
All right, so Sarah's Corey. Corey, and Corey's in drag and wants to call. You fucking can call. I don't. If you have a penis or a vagina, the phone lines are open.
We don't care.
Wendy the Retard said, Wait, because her fucking, she writes so much, and then she puts happy faces next to it. So how don't you like you with you? What are you, retarded? I can't read your shit. And then, by the way, it's about Joe. Because Joe's fucking Joe.
Oh, it says, I don't understand. No, how don't like you when you don't let the man talk?
Yes, you don't let me talk is what she's saying.
Now how don't let you win? Okay.
Unless she's talking about Howard. I mean, if she, please don't bring down the Stern regime on me, please.
Yeah, I will.
Bye.
From Mike, I was wondering if we could have more sound bites in 2018. It's so awesome to watch Uncle Eddie get interrupted all year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that.
Yeah. Now there's going to be a fucking montage that's going to come out of this thing.
I was the old saying, be careful what you ask for.
You just might get it.
I'm the Wonder Wheel champion of the world!
Oh, my God.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Jesus. God and baby Jesus.
I'll be good, I
promise. I finally, by the way, did anyone else catch the Sam Kinison documentary?
No, but I wanted to.
I am. You can go right on. I'm going to promote it right now for them. Go on spike.com. You can watch it live right on the fucking, right on the internet, on the interweb, commercial free. It's on there. You can watch it right there, Joe, on the website.
Oh, sure.
And it's right there. You just push play. I got into work an hour early this morning. I watched it this morning. It's phenomenal. I'm going to try to get his brother on, Bill Kinison, because I'm friends with him.
Oh.
I'm going to see if he'll come on the show, because he had some great stories. I didn't know how...
Is he funny?
Bill, what, the documentary or Bill?
No, Bill.
No, but Bill has some great...
I know Sam is funny.
No, Bill has some great stories, because Bill was the one that was with him. Bill was his manager at one point.
Oh.
Right.
So Bill had, at one point, for actually most of his career... and Bill had him out there doing stuff. He was there the day he died, too. He was in the other car after Kinison got hit by the drunken driver, wasn't
okay, it? Okay, so Wendy went to school in the last 5 minutes and got educated.
I got me some edumacation.
Because now she writes, no, I don't like you because you won't let the big man talk.
Yeah.
Because I cannot understand what he's trying to talk about when you interrupt him, jerk off Joe.
Oh, new name.
I think she likes you. I honestly think maybe.
I like Wendy.
Well,
I love
maybe
Wendy.
She's got a little thing for you.
She might get, you know, she might get wet.
She called you a jerk off Joe. Yeah.
She called you a jerk off Joe, so you
well,
have
she definitely doesn't like me. That's for sure.
Have you noticed the trend? Most of the fans tell you to shut up.
No, watch them dead. Trish likes me.
They're already starting their
hashtag jerk off Joe.
Yeah.
Get the shirts made. We have to call
that'll be my new one,
Skunk Duck and get that ready.
Fuck
to
you,
go.
Joe. Yeah.
Just a collection, huh? a Joe plethora of yeah. shirts.
What is it? The man you love to hate?
Like, we have a shirt that says Joe use the rope.
They use the rope.
It's just a picture of Danny yeah. holding a rope in like a noose form.
Oh, we got Fuck You Joe show. It's right.
Yeah. No, it just says it just says Effing Joe. No,
it says Effing Joe.
It says Effing Joe.
Effing Joe show.
Are you wearing it today, Danny?
I'm wearing one of them. I don't know which one.
No, you're wearing the New York shirt. The first one, the Adios Motherfucker t-shirt.
This is so
which, by the way, are still available at Skunk Duck.
Yeah.
You have to go to teespring.com and type in the search code of Skunk Duck Design or Skunk Duck Studios.
Yep.
And you can get a shirt. I have to buy the, they have a new shirt. They made Eagle shirts, so I got to get that. But they have a plethora of shirts. I think I'm going to have Skunk Ducks just start making my t-shirts. It's way cheaper to buy a shirt that you know is going to fit of quality.
Nice
these
quality
shirts are fucking
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Have you seen these fucking shirts? Danny's shirt has been probably washed maybe three times.
Twice.
In the lineage of times Danny's worn it.
Got it 3 years.
But it's outstanding. It's an outstanding thing right there. By the way, Mike wants to put Joe on a shelf.
Nice.
I like, can we do Joe in a coffin? That's even better.
Oh, yeah. That'll go well.
I like that. Joe on the shelf.
Yeah.
The mook
in the nook.
The elf.
But back on to the Kinison thing. Did you didn't watch it yet. Did you any of you watch it?
No.
Have to fucking watch it. It's so good.
Well, we have to do reports on this later.
You have to. I think you should watch it and do a book report because it's outstanding. And it shows every like facet, the good shit, the bad shit, how he went from, oh my God, and he's still blowing his fucking nose. The good,
I want some dick.
He wants some dick. the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, all that stuff thrown in there. And then, like, it shows you where, how he started. He, at one point, one of the most interesting things I thought, when he first got to L.A., he had no money.
Right.
Like, I'm talking about no fucking money. None whatsoever.
Many people get there that way.
He was his brother Bill, who finally became his manager, was sending him money, which he thought was going towards rent. He wasn't doing that. He was a manager at one of the not the comedy store, the big one. There was a secondary satellite comedy store that Mitzi owned, and at that one, him and some other comic, they would end up sleeping there.
Yeah,
and they would use the tablecloths as, you know, bed sheets,
right?
And they would eat all the things that were at there, like so cherries and limes,
stuff, whatever's left.
And whatever was left over was what they ate. That was their dinner for the evening,
wow.
And that's where they slept.
Yeah,
and he was using the money for you know coke and everything else and. All the good shit. And
tables are comfortable if you get the right cushions.
Well,
keep you going.
Billy would know.
Yeah,
I've slept on many a pool table, man.
Well, I don't think that this one had a pool table. The comedy store was a little not high class, but it was more. They were sleeping in booths,
right?
More of the you go to TGI Fridays and you take the fucking tablecloth off the booth,
right.
Roll it up, and then go to sleep. So It's just, you have to watch it. It's I Am Sam Kinison, and you can go right now on Spike and watch it. It's right on the front page.
Do that after 8 p.m. tonight. Don't go
don't go now.
Because there's other things coming up on the show that should interest you.
Oh,
such
as? Well, such as, well, besides Nadia North coming on the show at the 7 o'clock hour, which is a big deal, I got to talk to Marcus. Marcus had it out with go ahead, Danny.
Big Black Cock Craving Caller.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did a supposedly kind of internet debate, but I warned him going into it. I said, look, when you do something like that,
big words?
Well, no, not even that. She's going to fucking be the one running it, so you're not going to get a fucking good debate going.
Of course.
Because if there's no moderator, that's why all debates have moderators. Because if you don't have a moderator, you have fucking just a person running the debate that goes, no, this is what we're going to do. And then you don't really get to fucking get your point across. So I don't know how much of Marcus got across. And the reason why she did it that way is because he works Wednesdays now. So hopefully he'll call in the show.
Okay.
Because he's already saying, what up, my nigga? And I think that was addressed to me. Mm-hmm. Or it could be Joe, because he just could be calling Joe that. But anywho, hopefully he'll call here because I need to know what the fuck happened. Because I didn't get to hear. I know it's on his page and I really didn't get a chance to listen to it. But I want to know how it came off because he said he held his own. But was it a one-sided argument? You know
what
I mean?
Was the own thing he was holding?
No, not his cock. He wasn't holding his cock. Supposedly he...
Okay.
Because he's come to the... Some of the stuff he says, he's absolutely fucking right.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's absolutely right. But you can't say that to a woman because a woman will tell you you're absolutely fucking wrong.
Well.
Because it's a rare occurrence when you find a woman who is actually going to go, and look in the mirror and say what they do is wrong. Because what they try to do is they get a guy. They'll take a Danny, for instance, and they'll take him and they'll go, I can change him. And they do the long con. They do the total fucking long con.
You got that right.
And try to bring guys and go, I can change Danny. I'll add some weight to him. I'll fucking dress him better. I'll do his hair the way I like it. We'll buy cologne like this one guy used to wear.
I'll take him to church.
I'll take him to church. Whatever the case may be, I'm going to turn him into a Catholic.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, they do the long con to change a guy. Instead of just loving a guy the way he is.
Yeah.
They don't. They like the package, but they don't like the inside of the package. Who's on the phone? Ham Radio, what's up?
Konnichiwa, my niggas, and Joe.
Oh, konnichiwa, my nigga.
How you doing, buddy? Good to hear you.
What's
going
on?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Just at work, slaving for the white man.
Yeah.
Not much has changed. 200 years, not much has changed.
That's for sure.
Nope.
So what's going down, my motherfucker?
Nothing. I just tuned in. I ran into a little bit of a slow stretch here at work, so I just thought I'd listen in, and you guys wanted to know about how the shit went down, so I figure I'll call in real quick, give them the rundown. So basically, it wasn't as one-sided as I thought it would be. The thing, she basically agreed with me on a lot of the points that I was throwing out there, and it resonates with me because it seems like people say, oh, it's how you word it. It's how you word it. Like, to me, it doesn't matter how I word what I say. Somebody is just going to get offended no matter what. So I'll just fucking say it. But
as long as there's truth behind what you're fucking selling there, Sailor, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
How you present it. It could be a jar of shit, but that jar of shit could be the most magical jar of shit that you ever
had. It's got rainbows in it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what did the benevolent Miss Carla Forrest, Black Cock Craven Carla, what was her main gripe with you, just to keep the audience in key with what we're talking about here?
The main gripe was that her main gripe is that she still thinks that I'm degrading women and I'm being misogynistic and being sexist. But, like, I ask anybody who's throwing out that point, how am I degrading women? How am I being misogynistic? How am I being sexist? Show me how. Show me the message that made you think I was degrading women. and nobody can present it. Like, it, to me, it's just, I understand if you disagree, but to, like, you're just throwing out labels because you're being emotional and you're just disagreeing with me. That's really in your nature.
I'm
like,
shocked.
You as a woman, you're supposed to disagree with me on this kind of shit. But you got to find, what I'm asking is that you try to take your emotions out of it. As emotional as you are, try to take the emotions out of it and try to see where I'm coming from logically.
The left?
The far, far right, Billy.
Ah, okay.
That's where Joe's coming from. The far, far right. The fact of the matter is, you're asking a lot right now. You're asking for a person in this day and age, be it man or woman, that's normally how great conversations and great debates actually transpire. When someone actually takes their emotions off the fucking table and actually use logic to have a conversation. So there could be a point-counterpoint system in which I'm telling you what I believe and you're telling me what you believe, so let's come to some kind of middle ground in which we can figure out what the fuck is actually going on in this world. But what you normally have is a fucking huge issue in which people automatically, especially women, automatically you're wrong because you have a penis. Automatically you're wrong because I said this to you off on the phone the other day. Did you ever notice that a female is never called a sexist?
Yeah.
Name me a sexist female. Name me one. You can't. It's not fucking possible.
I mean, I can think of one. It's on Facebook. Not Carla, but it's somebody else. But I ain't gonna air her out.
Yeah, but I dare you to call her a fucking sexist. It won't fucking happen.
Oh, she is beyond fucking sexist.
All right, listen, we got to take a break. Can I put you on hold or you want to just call back?
Put me on hold.
All right, you're going to be on hold. Marcus is on hold.
You are a very sleazy man.
Bisexual Marcus is on hold. He's going to be hanging out with us. We'll talk about the great debate that happened between him and Black Cock Raven Carla when we come back here on the Ham Radio Show. We got tons of stuff. It's the last show of 2017. Relax. Nadia North, top of the 7 o'clock hour. We got a whole bunch of shit going on. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to be right back. Joe, you know what?
What?
After these words!
This is Ham Radio. Radio.
Remember, thou art mortal.
Remember, thou art mortal.
Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal.
Oh, blow it on your ass.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come on, get out of bed. There'll be no more napping. This is Pee Wee Herman, and you're listening to my best friend. No, it's not the king of cartoons. It's Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie. Ah!
Coming over in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, you are.
The number two song. On the darkest day. Of 2017.
Make me wanna stay for every moment.
Oh, come on, you fucking know it.
You fit me, tailor me, love how you put it on.
Put it on.
Got the only key, know how to turn it on.
Turn it on.
Nipple on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Ooh. It's Despacito.
Desperado?
Not Desperado, Despacito. This ain't the Eagles, kid.
Oh, yeah.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Live! Later on in the program, at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Nadia North will be on the show. Wife of Peter North, porn legend, porn royalty. Nadia North will be on the program. Right now on the phone, we got Bisexual Marcus. Bisexual Marcus, who was involved in the great debate with Black Cock Craven Carla. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Despacito plays in the background.
Are you dancing, Marcus?
He might be dancing at his job.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, the blacks are a very musical people.
Oh, is that
that's what I
hear. I'm not dancing for the hood rat trash that's in here.
Hey, motherfucker, you're excellent. Black. The white man just said shook and jive. Let's go.
Nope.
God damn it. Let's make some shit happen in 2017. Shuck and jive. Come on, motherfucker. Shuck and jive.
Nope.
Anyway, it's the Ham Radio Show. That's been a racist portion of the program. Now let's get to our sexist portion with Black. Big Black Bisexual Marcus, who's been called a racist, a sexist, and every other ist under the sun. Now they're calling him sexist. And then he's demeaning the women and a misogynist because he's just defending male culture. Now, you got to look at it from the perspective that Bisexual Marcus being bisexual is a little bit of both cultures. I mean, he likes the cock and he likes the puss. So where exactly can someone, to me, that's dipping at both ends of the spectrum, be a sexist? I don't seem to understand it, but he's being called one by Black Cock Craven Carla, who claims...
And many others.
And many others. Yeah. Well, many other women. I don't think any dudes have,
Oh, there have been a fair share of dudes.
There have been? Tell me about the dudes, because I didn't know about the dudes. Who's the dudes?
In terms of names, I can't even remember, because it's like they were in like separate posts. But it's like the dudes, they're saying that I'm generalizing and I'm prejudging them, but like, and I said it on the video. It's like, to me, generalizing is not always bad, because to me, it's like you already have a clue of what you're dealing with or what you're going to be dealing with. So when interacting with people, the other person's job is to basically destroy what your preconceived thought was about that person. That's how it is. Prejudging, yeah, it's wrong, but that's what we all do it. So it's up to us to destroy that thought.
Open your mind.
Yeah.
Explore.
And like, to me, there hasn't been any, and I get where the guys are coming from, but at the same time, the only reason I know that they're doing it is because we're living in a time where feminists can't be wrong, and we basically agree with anything a feminist says, even if they're wrong.
You got that
so
right.
we're basically defending points, but we're doing it only because we want the approval of women so badly.
I don't even think that we want the fucking approval. I think it's fear. Quite frankly,
yeah.
It's fear-mongering.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
I agree.
I mean, look at the chick I played last week on this very show, on this very program.
You played a female?
Yes, I played the female. Mika, whatever the fuck it is, from Morning Joe, who flat out said that a woman could say anything nowadays and destroy a man's career.
You got it.
Yeah.
And she's being honest. She's saying to you, that is what goes on in the world. That is what is going on.
Guilt by accusation.
Yeah. By the way, Carla is in the Facebook live stream saying, oh, dear God, not Marcus
shit.
Again.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Carla, stop it.
And then she said, shut the fuck up, which is always a great fucking conversation starter.
Inconceivable!
Yeah. I'm just saying to me, I'm not shitting on Carla either. I'm just saying I'm making the point that it's not just a one-sided argument. He's not wrong on certain points. And she's, by the way, Carla claiming that she's won the debate and it's already over, so.
And by the way, I'm not angry because I'm not getting any pussy. That's what the general thought is when it comes down
dick.
To these broads. They're like, oh, I'm angry because I'm not getting any pussy. Okay, so what?
Wait, I'm angry because I'm not getting any pussy. Does that count?
I mean...
I'm angry. I'll be fucking flat out. I'm angry I'm not getting pussy.
I mean, shit. We fucking got to work hard for it.
Damn
so
right.
If I'm angry for it, you goddamn right I might be angry for it, because I got to work hard to get this shit, and you make it fucking difficult to get it.
Dude,
I'm not saying you got to throw it out there and just give it to us. I'm not saying we're entitled to it. I'm saying, can we please be on an even playing field?
Sure.
Carla says you are in fact angry because you're not getting any pussy.
Oh, Carla's angry because she can't find anybody to truly love her.
Oh, now we're getting to the nitty gritty. Now the nitty gritty has begun.
That's why Carla's single. She wants love.
You want love?
Well, don't we? We all.
Carla says she can get pussy though, which is you know.
I'll bet you.
I bet you can.
Yeah,
well, that's
her.
The thing. Carla's a very good. I understand the plight of Marcus. I don't think Carla's ever been put in a predicament where she really had to work to get dick.
Exactly.
She's
no
never
woman
had
has.
To work to get dick. She is a freaking piece of ass. She is a very nice looking girl. At one point, she was doing meth. So there was probably dick just fucking slapping her in the head, because there was just dick everywhere when you were hanging out with meth people. But I don't mean
really?
That as being... it happened to me once or twice. I'm just saying, and I'm not shitting on her for fucking that was the old her, and that's not what we're talking about. You know what I mean? We're talking about dick right now, folks. Dick. That's what we're talking about. And the fact is that someone has... You know, she models. She just did a steampunk punk... photo shoot. She just did all that.
Which was very good, by the way.
Yeah, which is very good. Her titties looked amazing. But the fact of the matter is, me and guys like Marcus have to work to get pussy. I got told today that I was a good-looking dude from this chick that I would say is at least to me a hard 8, if not a hard 9.
Wow.
And I was shocked. I told her to her face. I was fucking shocked.
Starting to she, right.
She
did you
likes,
ask her if she was drunk?
Yeah. No, I said, but you know you're my cousin. Yeah. But the fact is,
gee, Uncle Eddie.
It doesn't matter. No, what I was saying was, though, no, this is a real girl, Bill. A real, honest to goodness, living, breathing girl. I didn't have to plug her in at all. Real chick. Mm-hmm. And she said that to me, and it was shocking. It was fucking shocking. No, no, I'm saying she is attracted to me from the fact that I can talk a great game, and on top of it, she also found me physically attractive. Now she
your confidence is what wins. Like that's what a lot of people taught me. Like if you walk into it and you're not afraid of the fucking reaction. Hell, this is going to sound fucked up, but I don't care. If you walk into there and you have the thought in your mind that I'm better than whoever the fuck I talk to, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that the girl that was talking to me today when I was petting her dog and I moved her cane out of the way, she said, she was like, hey, don't feed my dog. And I was like, look, how did you even know? You can't see me. But the fact of the matter is,
she smelled the peanut butter. She knows.
Hey, that dog was fucking drooling. Uh-huh. My point being is, if you go in there and you actually, you know, have to work for it, 9 times out of 10, yeah, you might get a little chip on shoulder routine going, which I think Marcus has, I think I have, I think a lot of men have, because when you actually have to work for it, it's a little more difficult, and you're not really, mm-hmm. you know.
But you have to work for everything in life, so, you know, why would this be a big surprise?
Carla, by the way, Carla.
But Billy, I'm sorry, Billy, no woman has ever had to be put into a position where they had to talk a guy into fucking him. A guy that didn't want to fuck them from Jump Street. That's the thing.
It's the ugly
and Carla room. Says she's been in that position. I don't know if I really believe it. But to me, I don't care what any woman looks like, and I don't care what color you are or whatever. You can show up anywhere and open your legs, and there will be a guy wanting to fuck you.
So who's the flies
never,
leave? Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, the only time they have gentlemen's night is at the fucking gay clubs.
Yeah.
All right, ladies' night is everywhere. Even at the gay clubs, ladies' night happens because everybody wants a woman. Everybody wants a woman. Even if, look, bisexual Marcus, he's fucking greedy.
Yeah.
He wants them both, this motherfucker. Carla, yeah. Now Carla, by the way, is attacking me, saying that Eddie has a little dick.
Fuck's sake. Dude, this is what I'm talking about right there.
Let me read them all. Eddie has a little dick. She's lying. You're ugly. I taught him that. And then Mike... the platypus jumps in and he goes, Carla, that's a sexist remark. Please, shame on you. Carla says, dick for days, yes. My whole thing is this. Dude, I know I got a small dick. I'm not a fucking porn star. If I had
Eddie,
a giant
fuck
dick...
fuck what Carla says. You're a beautiful motherfucker.
Thank you, motherfucker. And if I like dick, I'd suck yours. The fact of the matter is, I just don't like the taste of it. I mean, I don't like it. Oh, shit. Billy, I let it out of the bag.
I know.
I'm just saying, dude.
At least you had a bag on.
First off, Carla, you're not the first woman, let alone good-looking woman, to ever tell me I have a small dick. The fact of the matter is, I come on my balls. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know how big my dick is to the fact of the fucking centimeter that I know mm-hmm. what I'm packing. The fact of the matter is, if I had a big dick, I wouldn't be doing radio. Yeah. Number one. Number two, the fact of the matter is.
Fuck, there's more?
Yes. It doesn't matter how fucking small my dick is. How big's your pussy?
Yeah.
How about that? How about we walk around and men start fucking saying, yeah, this bitch was fucking so big it was like a windsock. Okay?
And how dry is it?
Yeah, it's a dry snatch, and it's so loose, I lost my car keys in there.
You guys are
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Men don't do that because
it's
men
so
have their fucking respect. We fucking
your
tell girls.
Your pussy feels like a goddamn sandpaper.
Yes.
It's so dry the crabs carry canteens.
Yeah.
That what I heard like 20 years ago. I finally got a chance to say it out loud where it kind of fit into whatever was being said.
I never say it again, Bill. That's for sure.
File that one away.
Carla says
you say what you want, Billy. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Don't be nervous. You say what the hell you want, Billy.
If you have to tell, if this is what you had to sell giggles last night, you say it out loud.
That's right, baby.
You say it.
You say it, you motherfucker. You say it.
I just thought it would fit in. I wasn't saying it to anyone.
Well, it's like the Triple H.
Step up.
Yeah.
I
step up, motherfucker.
I don't have to.
Carla, by the way, saying that she has a tight pussy. You probably do, but that's not the fucking point.
I don't believe that.
They have
that.
Exercises for that.
And look, my dick is not fucking small. It's thick and juicy. Just not as long as Danny's, but that's fucking... What the fuck are you going to do about that? Can't do it.
Carla, how can you have a tight pussy and you've been basically... It seems like every time you're on Facebook, you're bragging about the next guy that fucked you.
Oh, so
next
you're,
one?
So you're saying that it's been used so much... Wow.
I'm trying to say Carla's pussy might have some mileage. I ain't saying it's tight, but it might have some mileage on it.
So what's the blue book value of her cunt?
Yeah.
Just asking.
Pussy doesn't get it doesn't get better with age like wine. It fucking deteriorates like a fucking used car.
It's broccoli with oil.
I'd still kick the fucking tires. I'm not saying I wouldn't. Just
but
saying.
I would still fuck Carla.
Oh, yeah.
But Carla thinks I'm supposed to fly out to bumfuck Nebraska to do it.
But isn't that the fucking point we're making? We'd all... Mm-hmm. She just said I had a small dick, I'm ugly, you're this, that, and the third, a sexist fucking pig, Billy's got impotency, whatever the fuck she's saying. I don't think she said the last part, but I don't give a fuck.
I'm
on a roll. Shut the fuck up. And the fact of the matter is, so she says all this shit... And the fact, the last thing that fucking Marcus just said, I'd still fuck her.
Yeah.
Doesn't that prove, isn't that the fucking point I think we're all making here? They've never said that to Billy. Not one woman has ever went, you know, he smells like dog shit. He fucking, his balls sag to the right. Oh, these fucking glasses. He's got a hairy fucking asshole. Oh, he looks like Steven Seagal on a bender.
Yeah.
But I'd still fuck him.
Yeah, I'd like to fuck him.
That's never fucking been said to Billy.
Never.
Not once.
There is a man among the sheep.
Not once. But every motherfucker on this show said they'd fuck Carla.
That's right.
Even though she was mean and said I had a small dick. Carla, I'd take this small dick and I'd ram it in your asshole. That's what I'd do. Because I'm a gentleman.
You foolish, stupid man.
My schmeat is good enough for me.
Damn right.
In my end.
Don't worry, I'll end up fucking that hot chick who said I was hot today.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. By the way, Mike has the greatest line. Carla's pussy is so huge, Trump invented it. Greatest line. Wow. He wins.
Line of the day.
You win the internet, sir.
By the way, Carla says that Billy's hot, so Billy, that's you.
Billy is hot.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's a white thing. Maybe she really doesn't crave black cock. Maybe she wants old dollar bill cock.
Yeah. There you
Carla's
go.
Carla is putting up a front.
Yeah.
I have money.
You know, you got to point the camera at Joe. Get it off of me.
Well, that's just I think personally that Carla's pussy is like a 1950s water fountain. God. It's leaking and it says fucking whites only. That's my personal belief.
Okay.
That's my personal belief.
Oh, God.
She blow
but
Billy.
I know, but then I also know this shit's not going to be over because she wants to fucking argue point for point. And I honestly, I just look. She says she won. She said she won. Look, all I know is anytime I ever asked a question to Carla, I didn't get an answer. I'm doing this for public service, Carla. It ain't about winning or losing. This is public fucking service.
So wait.
I'm trying to help you.
Wait, hold on. Hold on for a minute. Where do you live, Marcus?
I live in Newark, New Jersey.
All right. So how fucking...
He's lucky to be alive.
Well, he's black. He blends. Listen. Can you get to Staten Island?
Oh, fuck yeah, I can get to Staten Island.
So get your ass, sit down in one of these chairs, and we'll have Carla on the phone, and let's have a real debate. Let's fucking not pussyfoot around, and let's have a real debate.
This is what I'll do. You give me a day that's possible. I'll take a Wednesday off work, and I'll fucking be there.
Let's make it happen.
I'm game.
Let's do it in the month of January. Let's make this shit happen.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Hold on. I will fucking throw this right. Let's look at the dates right now.
Let's do it while it's kind of warm out.
All right, so we got... next week I think we have Mike that's in the chat room right now from Platypus coming on. He's got a big special announcement. But I'm sure we can fit a debate in there if you want to do that as well. If not, we also got the 10th, I think we have a guest that I can't really announce either. That's a surprise guest.
Bob from Idaho.
The 17th, we got Filipino Heat hanging out in the studio, but I'm sure that we can fucking accommodate a fucking debate on the 17th if she agrees to do it, and that should give you enough time to ask your boss to get off. I will make it happen. I will be the guest moderator.
I'll make it official right now. Wednesday, January 17th.
Boom.
I'll do it.
Challenge is issued.
Bisexual Marcus versus Carla, let's see if it happens. Carla's saying she's game. The 17th of January, live on the Ham Radio Show, it will be the master debate between... Black cock raving Carla, who I still think says whites only on her vagina because she wants to blow Billy. And come on now, look at him. There you go. And then
adorable.
Versus
like a teddy bear.
All right, so January 17th is booked. Carla's saying, yeah, it will happen right here. Black cock raving Carla versus bisexual Marcus, master debate in studio. We will have this go down, Joe. Joe, you might need to get some. Riot gear or maybe some some form of pepper spray.
Well, no, Carla would be away. If Carla was here and Marcus was here.
You wouldn't let her in the house,
yeah,
don't lie.
We'd probably have to throw hot water on him or something, you know?
No, cold water.
Don't worry, Joe. I will not steal your shit. I will not take any jewelry.
Yeah, Joe, this might be the first black person in your house.
Oh.
No.
Don't worry. I have security cameras all over the place.
Holy shit, what a Brooklyn thing to say.
Jesus Christ. He's such a Trump supporter. I can't
I'll
with
tell
that.
You.
What a Brooklyn thing
I'm
to
say. I'm not
going to
take your fucking fine china, sir.
Okay. Not that I haven't.
Don't worry. We'll be using paper plates that day.
All right.
They're going to lock up the fine china. Don't worry about that. All right,
yeah.
So there will be a black guy on premises January 17th. It will be live from the Thunderdome, Black Cock Raven Carla versus bisexual Marcus. It's the master debate. This is what... Master debate. And it will happen on the 17th, and it will be, because no matter how far we delay it, it doesn't matter, because the two emotions will happen. I think what happened on there, what Carla did, did what she did on her little thing was, I still think a one-sided argument. I think that on the 17th, we will fucking get to the point. We will make our fucking message be heard. I think it is boys versus girls. It will be a fucking battle of the sexist. It will be it all live on this very program. So I'm fucking excited now.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm beyond excited.
Mike.
I'm beyond excited. I'm ready for this.
He's going to go jerk
this
a guy.
Great today.
He's going to go jerk a guy off in a movie theater.
Okay.
Fucking crazy. Mike said, I know Marcus won't interrupt Carla during the debate, but could we unplug Danny? I want to avoid soundbite interruptions. All right, no special effects during the master debate. We have to...
No way.
Set that fucking ground rule now.
Okay.
All right, so Marcus, thanks for calling in. I'll see you on the 17th, buddy.
I will see you on the 17th, sir.
And Carla, you as well. Thank you for being involved in the debate as well. I don't want to come off sexist by only thanking the dude. So I'm telling you right now. She's beyond excited and she's ready to go. So here we go. It's the tits versus the twat. Because Marcus has titties.
I'm confused again.
I know. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here because Danny's going to punch me in the dick. All right, Marcus, all right. Thanks, buddy.
You guys take it easy now.
All right, man. All right, so the 17th, Joe, we got a big fight going on.
No problem.
Fuck Mayweather-McGregor.
It's like, no problem.
This is going to be good, dude. It's going to be a fucking loud show that day. I'll tell you that right now. All right, it's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. Sit back, relax. When we come back, Nadia North. Yeah. Porn royalty. When we return here on The Big Show, we'll be right back after these words. Yay.
Ham Radio. Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Yeah. This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
The number one song of 2017. Ed Sheeran.
club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now I'll take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not
718-577-1389. Let's get Natalie and North on the phone.
Okay.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet too.
Although my heart is falling too.
Yeah.
I'm in love with your body.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for the beautiful blonde, big-breasted Natalie North. Is she available?
This is she.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh, I love your enthusiasm.
I love your ass, your boobs, your hair, pretty much everything about you. I think that my enthusiasm and your good looks would make one hell of a team. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Well, thank you very much. You're very hot. So thank you for being on the program. Now, I do have to say, I had to throw this out there because everyone knows this already, but you're married to porn royalty. You are married to Peter North, who is a fucking god amongst men when it comes to the porn world. Legendary man. Has more jizz in him than, I don't even, like, the whole football team. I don't know what else to say about him. The guy has done everything in porn. And
not really.
Wait, what happened?
Not really.
Not everything.
Well, what has he not done in porn?
Oh, my gosh. I've heard him say so many times, baby, I have never done that before, ever. That was unbelievable. Well, trust me, I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Well, I'm quite sure that you gotta, you know, you're gonna pull some stuff out, a little ace in the hole that you probably have a bunch of. Is that?
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. Yeah, he's lucky to have me though.
Oh, I'm not disputing that. I watched a couple of your movies. The other day, as we say on the show, I did some research, Joe.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I don't even know how to fucking explain it. They start out with her and the husband there kissing and touching and rubbing and everything else. And then, of course, some other dudes come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes like, so at one point during one of the movies, I have two different movies that I have shoved in my brain here right now. Hold on. The one movie where where you're getting the DP, where one guy's in the front door, one guy's in the back door.
Still trying to figure out which movie which scene you're thinking of. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, well, you've actually caught up because at one point you were only doing scenes with your husband, right?
Well, actually, yeah, the first two movies, every scene, he was in. So, but there was always another guy, at least one.
Yeah, he was sharing you, as they say. Which is fucking hot. Like, Joe likes that, because, Joe, you're a voyeur.
Yes, I do.
You like when, if not your wife, probably, because you probably punch some guy out.
Well, I like to stand on the sofa and take pictures.
Yeah, you would watch it. You're very, what was the guy from fucking Hogan's Heroes? What was the guy's name?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
That's Joe. He's taking dirty pictures of his, of sex acts and everything. Yeah. And probably showing them to kids.
Yes, right.
But the thing that goes on with these movies with Natalie North, who's on the phone right now, is like the coolest, but yet I don't know if I had a relationship with Natalie that I would want to share her. As was like, if she was just doing porn, I don't want to be in the porn. I don't want to be watching. Yeah, well. Like Peter Walker, like, hey, I mean, when you have a giant cock, I'm sure that you don't really care at that point. But she's getting like pinpricked by two dudes, like indoor and back door, front door, Joe. And like they walk in, and of course they got to act like, oh, dude, we didn't know what was going. We didn't know she was married, blah blah blah. And then it becomes, then it becomes like, oh no, I'll just watch. Keep going. Keep fucking my wife, please. Okay, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And so they keep fucking her, which is, you know, ridiculously hot, because they're just ramming the shit out of her, and she's loving every minute of it. But then it gets more amazing, more over the top to me. That's why this movie is pretty goddamn insane to watch. It's a great thing. Where then he starts, like, making out with her while she's getting rammed from these other two guys. Mm-hmm. So, like, go ahead.
I'm still trying to figure out which movie you're, like, referencing. Is it the To Love, Honor, and Share? Is it To Love, Honor, and Obey?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie to you. I watched it on one of those. When I watch it on RedTube or xhamster.com, it was.
Yeah, I love the new one.
Yeah, it was. It starts out. You're on a white couch with these two guys. I think.
Was it a standing one? That was a fun position.
No, I don't think you. No, you were. Well, you had them take their dicks out. Which was a plus. And then you started blowing. You got on your knees. After you stripped down, you got on your knees and started blowing them. That was pretty cool. Because
If you were to watch the whole thing, that was really, really good. Because that one was a standing one, and there was two in the back door at the same time.
There was two in the back door?
Yeah, that was hot. And it was standing, and it was so, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I thought that was impressive.
I loved it.
And she's not prepared for that.
Yeah, she's not a big girl. How do you take two? I mean, these are beefy cocks. They're not small cocks.
I'm like, I'm very tiny. I'm like a 32 triple D, but I'm like a size small. So
that's what I'm saying. You're an itty bitty little thing.
Yeah.
And you're taking two cocks in the butthole.
But it's so hot.
Of course it's hot. I mean, you dabble in what we call the awesome side of sex that we don't all get to experience. And it is an amazing feat, though. You're like a magician. I don't know how you hid two cocks in your asshole.
They didn't think they could do it either. I just kind of pulled the guys in and just kind of arched my back and...
Did you give him like a pep talk? Did you go, guys, you can do
nope.
it?
Nope. I didn't even have to actually cut at all during that scene.
Wow. Now, what is
that?
No, I was going to ask, like, what does that feel like?
You'll never know, Eddie.
Yeah. I'm not going to be lucky enough to have two cocks in my butthole, yo. No.
Well, you have to remember, too. I mean, my guy is pretty big, obviously. Yeah. So, you know. And I told him I wanted to do that. I said it would be amazing. And he gets turned on by my fantasies. So we actually kind of just live out our fantasies through our movies since we own the production company.
Yeah, that's North Pole, right? Is that the company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
North Pole Productions, which, by the way, you have your directorial debut, or have you directed before? You got a new movie called My Step Fuck Family, which, by the way, that's one hell of a title.
Thank you. I made it kind of cartoony as far as like the cover goes, but it was an interesting, it was an interesting movie. But no, I've actually directed five movies now.
Wow. You're like, you're like the Scorsese of fucking.
Okay.
I love it. Like, I have a blast, and I like people to feel comfortable around me. You know, I have a lot of fun with the talent, and it's like really relaxed on set. And I really am like a little nympho. So
it shows. It shows.
Yeah, I can make a scenario out of anything. Like, Peter laughs at me all the time. He's like, "Baby," he's like, "not everyone thinks like you." I'm like, "Really?"
I was gonna say, I think like you.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude! If I had a girl that looked like fucking Nadia North. At all times, I'm thinking about how can I get her naked and fuck her?
You'd never leave the house.
Yeah, how can we start off the day? You want some breakfast? We should fuck first. That's what we should
do. We did that last night. I woke him up at like 5 in the morning. So, you know.
You just had like a morning, like just morning sex?
We have sex all the time. Honestly, like he's like pretty much like I have to call him for reinforcements. He's so cute.
So wait, you're more hornier than Peter North.
Oh yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah, I literally could do it all the time. That's what he thinks. It's so adorable, and he's like, everybody thinks you're the sweet one, honey. I'm like, I am. He's like, little do they know.
Fuck that. You are. That devilish side is probably the most sweetest there is.
Yeah, I mean, well, his big thing is he loves seeing me, like, you know, with guys, you know, mainly. He likes seeing me with women, too, obviously, because I'm bi.
Ooh.
But he hasn't been with another woman since we've been together, ever. Mm. And he doesn't want to, so that's, like, a big deal for him. I mean, I offered, so.
Wait a minute, so he's refused a three-way?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah, he told me, he goes, he's never been in love before, and, you know, he wants to keep it special, and he has no interest. So I've tried, trust me. I actually did one of my scenes with Natalia Starr.
Oh, we know Natalia.
Yeah, I was doing a scene with her, and I called him into the room. That was part of the scenario. And I tried to push his face in there, and he still didn't do it. I was like, really? Like,
No, I'm not going to eat this beautiful woman's vagina. No.
I know.
No,
right?
You can't make me. No.
Yeah.
I'll eat your vagina while she fucking, you know, you eat her vagina, maybe, but I'm not doing that, honey. It's not happening.
Yeah. He's so cute, but he does. He like turns me on though on set. Like he'll be behind the camera, and he's totally hard.
Oh,
and he'll be like this smiling. There's a lot of like behind the scenes footage for the next two movies coming out.
So, yeah, I saw a trailer for that. I saw a lot of what the fuck? He's on like a couch, like a black sofa or something. Or I saw something about it. Where they were going to release a whole bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, we actually, I mean, my step-fuck family, that one's coming out right now. And then we also did a casting couch one by Mr. and Mrs. North.
Now you...
So that one, that's actually pretty funny, because he actually gives pointers to guys in that, because I interview him in between.
But wow. Does he give up his big secret on how to expel that much sperm, because that's what he was always known for?
Yeah, the Peter North ropes.
He still does that, trust me. Because I'll get irritated with him sometimes. We'll be out, and honestly, our big thing is we have public sex a lot, to be very honest.
Jesus
like
Christ.
Literally. I mean, I was blowing him in the Ferrari, and he just like had to pull over, so I'm like, okay. You know, but then he forgets sometimes, and he'll do that inside of me, and we're supposed to go somewhere. And I always bring another thong with me, because you just never know.
He'll forget and just come inside of me, and we have to go to Denny's for breakfast, and it'll fuck up my day. It'll fuck up my day. I brought a cork and shoved it up there just to keep everything inside, because it just leaks all day long.
That's why you just do the other hole. It's just easier.
Well, that way if you fart, you can just get it right out. Because Billy brought up the semen thing, and I gotta ask: does he eat a special thing that makes that happen, or is that normal?
You know, I actually make dinner and do everything for him, so it's kind of funny because I read somewhere he said something about celery.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I started laughing. I'm like, baby, I've never seen you eat celery in my life. Like, I had to laugh. He's like, I didn't know they were going to print it. I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so funny. But no, he is like me. We eat very, very clean. But he loves salmon. Like, I do this Italian salmon thing that he loves. So he has a lot of salmon. And he does a lot of protein shakes. But the main thing is hydration and pineapple. Like, his oatmeal, he'll put pineapple in. And that's what makes your cum taste so good.
Yeah, that's the taste wise. I'm quite sure it's probably like fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Pineapple, Joe. You didn't know that?
No.
Pineapple makes your cum taste
pineapple.
Good.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Do your woman's favor. Have some pineapple.
And I always thought asparagus. Right?
No, asparagus is not good for the.
Oh, okay.
No wonder you're lonely.
Yeah,
times,
that's
Joe.
Why your wife fucking like when she blows you, she keeps her mouth closed.
Yeah, let's go. Ooh.
It's not good.
Yeah.
No, I just because I find it. He still shooting ropes. He's banging
a lot.
He's banging this beautiful woman named Nadia North. That's his wife. Hot as hell. And see, this is the one thing, like, Carla was talking about how small my dick is and everything. But, like, this is one of those things. This is the life I miss because I don't have a giant dick. If I had Peter North's dick, all right, I would have a hot chick named Nadia North in the car with me that we would have to pull over because my dick would be monstrously hard all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I would and then we would have to fuck. We would just have to fuck because this thing's not going down.
Oh my gosh, we are like notorious for that. We were at the gym and we ended up like totally just turned on after. And we pulled down an alleyway and just got out and did it. I'm like, can you imagine if we would have got busted right there? It would have been hilarious.
You should film all those. Be the first reality sex show. Where you're just like, we're in the alleyway because we just are so fucking turned on. And get like a GoPro and just fucking film yourself fucking in the alleyway.
That's the thing, honestly. People are like, really? Do you really live your life like a porn star? I'm like, I don't know. How does a porn star live their life? Because I know we do it all the time and everywhere and anywhere. So I'm not sure.
That's
literally like... I mean, I have a bunch of toys, but I'm not too into toys. But if I have to prep for, like, a big scene, I'll ask them, you know, to hold me open and just do that. And, I mean, I'm always coming up with different things. I'm, like, the naughty one.
No, you definitely are. And I got to also compliment you because you don't look like a porn star. That's the thing.
That's what I get a lot, yeah.
You look like the girl next door that leaves the window open to let you watch get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then catches you watching, you know, she did it on purpose, and then catches you watching her and says, come on over and let's fuck. That's what Nadia North is.
Probably not Tom to come on over and let's fuck, but yeah, it'll turn me on, trust me.
Well, now you got Peter, I'm just saying, if you didn't have your, you know, your hubby and with his giant penis and his celery and pineapple combos shooting his protein powder everywhere.
That's your fantasy.
We really do have, like, a great sex life. I mean, we're pretty open. I mean, I was pretty excited. I was, like, checking out some guy at this one event, and he's like, baby, if you want to play with them, you know? I mean, he is, like, totally sweet, you know? He's, like, totally changed. He's like, I never thought I would be like this. So he's, like, an amazing guy.
It's definitely an amazing concept. He's willing to share you. But he doesn't want to share, like, he doesn't want to dabble himself.
Yeah, he wants to be there. We would never do anything that, you know, if he wasn't there, because that's for us.
I know, that's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, first of all, if I could share Nadia. That's number one. I don't think I would want to, like Joe was saying. You know, you selfish fuck.
But think about it. What if I was looking at you over a guy's shoulder while I was looking so hot and you're out looking like outside the box of some other guy enjoying the girl you're with and then you wink at him? You know what I mean? It's just like, it's kind of like a taboo, sexy, it's fun.
Oh, no, it's definitely, it's cool. I'm not saying it's not cool. I mean, and it's also a confidence builder. Not like fucking Peter North needs fucking confidence. He has a giant cock and he shoots ropes. But what I'm saying is it's like a confidence thing because it's like, yeah, this is my bro. This is who I get to fuck every night. And if you're lucky, maybe she'll want to fuck you and I'll watch. I mean, that to me, that second half of the equation throws me off a little bit. I'm not saying... I don't know. Maybe I am selfish, Joe. Maybe I don't want to share.
I think you are, yeah.
But I do like watching the movies in which he watches her have sex. That's pretty fucking cool.
He told me he's never been like that before. I mean, he's never been engaged or married before. I mean, I'm his only person he's ever been married to. He's never proposed to anyone. It's just totally different for him, he said. And he said since he's so in love, it just like turns him on so much. So he's experiencing, like, a lot of different things now, so we're just having fun with it.
He's a very lucky man, my dear. He is a very lucky man. I mean,
and we have more coming up, so it's good.
No, absolutely. So my step fuck family,
mm-hmm.
is obviously going to hit some taboos of, like, stepmoms and stepsisters kind of thing. Is that what this movie's about?
No, it's a little bit of everything. I will be very honest with you. I was training a new crew. That was not in the adult business.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I had to train everybody, and we had 5 different cameras. We had drones. We had all this different stuff. I flew everybody in. So I was kind of like, all right, who's going to work with who, and how is this going to work? So I had, like, the aunt who had this attitude from New York who was like, who are you? And she ends up doing, like, you know, this, like, the new stepbrother kind of thing, and then the stepsister and stepbrother kind of did their thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shawn Michaels was in it, too, and he was the stepdad, and, you know, so there was a lot of these different things, and we played with it. And I also, like, partnered up with a label, so our music is all ours and original.
Very cool. I can get into that, Josie. My fucking weird thing is I like all that stepmom, stepsister, taboo fucking shit. That's my sexy, weird, freakish thing that, you know, I might not be able to share Nadia, but if she was my stepmom, I'd fuck the fuck out of her.
For sure.
There's absolutely no problem.
I haven't played a stepmom yet.
What happened?
I haven't played it like a MILF role yet. Like, I don't know why. I haven't done that one yet. So, yeah, I'll have to do that one, too.
Well, that's because you look young as fuck. I mean, you don't look... You're definitely not... Like, you know, like, there's some MILFs that look like, you know, they could actually be stepmoms, and then there's some MILFs in the porn industry that look like they're like, 20, if that.
Yeah.
You fall right there. You don't look at all... Because you're so small, so you don't look like an older woman... You know, at all. You don't look like, you don't even look like you're in your 30s.
You're sweet. I just stay in shape. I belly dance. So that's like.
You belly dance?
I do professionally. Oh, yeah. So.
She just got hotter. Give her another point. She just got hotter. Holy shit.
Yeah, I do that, and I do salsa and bachata and kizomba. Like, I actually, I just dance for, like, you know. Professionally. So yeah, I love doing that, and Peter loves watching me belly dance. It's like such a turn on for him.
So can we just write down that Peter North might be the luckiest man in the world? Can we write that down? Because he has a big old dick, shoots ropes, eats the celery fucking pineapple, by the way, has a wife that belly dances, oh, and fucks like a champ. And bangs him whenever the fuck he feels like it, and shoots pornos, and is a hot piece of ass.
They do the art for our boxes and everything.
Oh, and that as well. Oh, and she cooks him the salmon dish. Remember that. So she, you know, he might be the luckiest man on earth, and we're lucky for having you.
Business background, though. So I still do business because we have a lot of businesses too. So
yeah.
I actually handle that. I do commercial real estate.
It's pineapples.
And commercial real estate. And she owns a pineapple factory just for Pete.
Yeah, right.
She just shovels pineapple in his mouth. Here you go, honey.
I love pineapple.
I want a drink later. Nom, 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 nom. Nadia, where can people see you and hear you and feel you and do all that good stuff? Plug away.
It depends. I feature at different clubs, so you can look for that, or you can go on my Twitter, which is NadiaXXXNorth, or you can go on PeterNorth.com. My scenes are on there also. So, and then I have Facebook too. So wherever you guys want to, and I always answer my fan mail. So you feel free to email me at NadiaNorthXXX@yahoo.com.
Now, how many movies, by the way, do you have under your belt right now?
Movies or scenes?
Let's say scenes.
Okay, scenes. I have to think about it. I've done a couple gangbangs. I'm trying to think of, like, you got to narrow it down. I'm thinking 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe 14 scenes.
All right, so you're relatively like a newbie, even though you're experienced, but you're like a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
So you got so 2018 is going to be your year. It's going to be like the breakout year.
It is. So going to be my year because I had to learn the directing and producing part because I kind of took over our company. So I did that for my baby, you know, so I went ahead and did that part. And I love giving new talent a break. I'm not one of those girls that just go through agents and they push people on me, but I really like to look for new talent and give them a break. So that's my thing, you know.
Wow.
So now this year I'm really hoping it's going to be like a lot of fun, a lot of traveling, and a lot of orgasms, I'm hoping.
Well, I expect a lot more, too, in 2018. Nadia North, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Nadia North. Phenomenal talent, piece of ass, and loving and caring wife who takes two dicks in the dumpster right in the back door. She does it for her man. She's one hell of a woman. Nadia, thanks for being on the show, baby.
Thank you. Anytime, guys.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to as well. You have an open invitation, baby.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good night, baby.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Nadia North, how sexy is that piece of ass? Holy shit.
So cute,
how lucky are we? God damn it. It's the Ham Radio Show, Joe. I'm having a good day. The last show of 2017. It's not that bad of an episode.
I can never find a woman like that.
You can never find a woman that will take two in the asshole, Joe. Never.
And tell me I can have any other woman I want.
Anything you want. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Pull over the car. I need the fuck right now. Okay.
All right.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to close out 2017. As only we can. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Pass the pineapple, bitch.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toad.
Now they will be here.
Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Dallas Novelty. That's right, DallasNovelty.com. Well, you know, Christmas might have already passed us by, but what the hell? They're still celebrating the countdown to Christmas. That's right, the countdown to Christmas. It already passed, but who the hell cares? Let's get you 15% off everything. Everything? Everything. That's right. Use the promo code HOLIDAY17. That's HOLIDAY17 at the checkout and get 15% off everything. That's what you all you have to do. It's not that hard, people. Let's stop making it a problem. Let's start making it a solution. Type in the promo code HOLIDAY17 right there at DallasNovelty.com. Get your money's worth, 15% off everything at your little heart desires. It's the countdown to Christmas. Yes, Christmas is my, you know, it's already passed. But you don't pass on the savings. 15% off everything. That's Holiday 17 right there at the old checkout. Holiday 17, DallasNovelty.com. Remember, tell them that Uncle Lenny from the Ham Radio Show sent you. Yeah! Holiday 17, Dallas Novelty, countdown to Christmas. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Playing Louisa Von Trapp, sad news as Sound of Music star Heather Menzies-Urich passed away in her home on Christmas Eve at the age of 68. No word yet on any memorial services for friends and family to gather and say,
so long, farewell, our readers and goodnight.
Becoming famous from a troubled teen episode of The Dr. Phil Show, Catch Me Outside girl Danielle Bregoli used her newfound fame to pay off her mom's mortgage. She's since then taken time to start beefs with Kim Kardashian, who coincidentally also became famous from letting cameras roll as she got filled. Blake Shelton, girlfriend Gwen Stefani, and her three kids spent their Christmas Day at church. Stefani, if you recall, left alternative rocker Gavin Rosdale back in 2015, so there's really nothing new about going country, except according to Gavin Rosdale, that she's now adding the tree part. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
There's no money, there's no possessions, only obsession. I don't need that shit. Take my money, take my obsession. Yeah!
Papa Roach! Come on! 718-577-1389. I just want to be heard.
Now to clear all my words coming from within.
Baby, tell me what you heard.
It's a lot of revolution
in your heart and in your mind. You can find a conclusion.
Lifestyle and obsession. Diamond rings get you nothing but a lifelong blessing. In your pocketbook stressing. You're a slave to the system.
Working jobs that you hate.
For that shit you don't need.
Right. There's no money. I'm sorry, I was watching Danny. He can't breathe. It's the funniest fucking thing to watch. Because Danny has a clog nose. He's drinking a Yoo-Hoo right now.
Yeah, good thing there's no real milk in that.
I know. You don't want to get all clogged in that.
Go but water.
It's the best. Danny, get on mic, please. Because I know that you're fucking... I know that you're dying. It, no, because the faces you're making, Danny said he can't breathe through his mouth. He says he hates it. You have to look, like, look at him. He can't breathe through his nose, and he's refusing to breathe through his mouth. He's saying, God damn it, mouth, I'm not going to breathe through you.
God damn it, mouth.
I don't want you. Fuck you, mouth. I'm not doing it.
Damn it.
And he's fighting with himself, and he looks like he's dying. Are you okay?
I'm sick. What the fuck am I supposed to feel like?
No, so, I know that you're sick. What I'm saying is, are you like...
Let's make fun of the sick, the retard, the this, the that.
We do that. That's, I'm sorry, you new on the show? What the fuck?
Because that's how you feel good about yourself.
How do I ever feel good about myself?
Makes fun of people.
Literally, I make fun of myself. I don't fucking... I don't only make fun of the sick and the retards.
Well, that's right. Self-deprecating.
Danny, you have to see yourself, though. I'm not making fun of you as in... I'm worried about you. This is actual concern. I know you're not used to
it. I'm breathing just fine, obviously, because I would be dead on the floor if I wasn't breathing.
No, you're doing it now because you're on the microphone. I'm saying you don't look good. Like, I understand you're sick. What I'm saying is, do you want to fucking... I know it's the last fucking bit of the show. Who drove today?
I did.
I was going to say, do you want to go? I was going to say, you want to leave early.
I'm fine. I've been here for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, but you were doing other shit. You weren't on the show today.
The last 5 minutes, he says, yeah, you could go.
No, it's more than 5 minutes. It's at least 6 minutes. I was trying to be nice. Fuck Danny. All right,
yeah,
never
come
mind.
On. Well, you're a prick, and that's all.
I was trying to be nice. Right. And by the way, that's not how I feel better about myself. Oh. How the fuck does that even register how I feel better about myself? We do this whole show.
Is this the 17th yet?
Not yet. Why?
This is the 17th.
We're doing the debate on the 17th.
Yeah.
That was your selling approach? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It was something different.
What? Go home.
Change from this.
Change from this.
Shut the fuck up.
See, that was Danny that said that towards you, not even me.
Well, I didn't say that.
No, it was Danny. Danny directed the shut the fuck up to Billy.
Ooh,
he didn't even direct it towards you.
Fine.
So fuck off. Okay. Well, how about some more fucking news about me? What the fuck?
Wait, there's more?
Yeah, there's more fucking news about
me. Tell him, baby. Tell him.
Why not? Let's go to the old tote board, since I believe this officially ends the Deadpool bingo.
I would assume so, yes.
Since it's the last show.
Oh, there'll be a big push the next couple of days. They'll start dropping more.
If you want to finish out the week.
We're sending out a hit squad.
Wait, didn't we come up with a whole thing that we get to pick new things and stuff?
Yeah. No, we're declaring a winner, Daniel.
No, there was no winner.
No, there's a winner.
Who's the winner? You got five?
No, I have three. It's still.
You have three? Who are your three?
Joe's still taking us out to dinner. Well, taking me out to dinner. Because I won. I had Hugh Hefner, Don Rickles, and Jake LaMotta. So I pulled that out of my asshole.
Yeah, but we changed the rules a long time ago.
What officially are the rules?
It carries on until you have all five.
You get
like
five.
So, like you get to pick
three
three new people.
Yeah, and you get to pick fucking
I get to pick.
Oh no, you have to do nothing.
And then this one gets.
Well,
to
wouldn't
pick
it be
one,
better for you then if we didn't do that? Because then you would pick five for brand new fucking.
Listen,
people.
I got
solid picks. They're just.
I got two people that are on their fucking deathbeds.
He said that a year ago. No, a year ago you fucking said that.
Doesn't he have Kirk Douglas, 100 years old?
He's got Kirk Douglas. Let's go through Danny's picks and see if Danny wants to fucking change his shit. Because Danny has Hugh Downs still alive. Kirk Douglas, still alive.
He doesn't know that.
Henry Kissinger, still alive.
He doesn't know it either.
Prince Philip died and came back to life.
Yeah, really?
Couple of times.
Charlotte Wright, Miss Garrett, oh, girls, from the Facts of Life, still alive. Now, you're telling me you don't want to swap out all these and get a brand new five?
No, because they're very good.
They're ready to go.
They're dead, just nobody told them yet.
That's right.
I'm just saying, officially or unofficially, I am
VR
that.
People.
Then fine. I am the unofficial winner of Deadpool Bingo 2017.
I think they're like Elvis. They're still around. You know, they're on an island somewhere.
Joe has Sean Connery.
I should get credit for that guy.
Nope.
Not the wrong
Bob. Roger Moore died. He's the same guy.
Bill Cosby.
Well, Cosby's going to go.
Betty White.
Betty White's going to go.
Keith Richards. That motherfucker ain't ever going to die. I don't know why you picked Keith Richards.
No, Keith Richards is going. I'm going to kill him myself.
And the one that you actually got was Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry I got, yeah.
Glenn Campbell.
Well, he was ready to go.
Yeah, he just didn't know it. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
I don't know why the fuck you would pick Jimmy Carter.
No, he's old.
But he's a bastion of health.
Yeah, he's come close a few times. Takes vitamins.
Not as close as Prince Philip for Danny.
No, but he's
Didn't he have
he's
a spot with
there.
Cancer or some shit?
Yeah, he had all kinds of shit.
Didn't Danny have a George W? Yeah.
No, I had George W. I had George H.W. Bush.
Oh, that's a good one. He's going to go.
Yeah. See, I'll carry that one over. Be fine. And that's four.
Yeah.
And then I literally only need Norman Lear, who just got the Kennedy Center honors.
Yeah,
so I don't think he's dying in 2018, yeah, but if
pretty,
he does.
He looks pretty good.
So we can carry this over. That's fine if that's what the rules are. I'm just saying, unofficially, I'm the winner of 2017. Billy S. Stanley. God damn you. Fuck off, Billy. Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop. Why would he die?
I don't know. Iggy Pop always looked like he was on the verge of death when he was with the Stooges.
Iggy just works.
You know who's sick? I don't know if he's going
to
die.
Who's sick, Joe?
Charlie Watts from the Stones.
I'm not surprised.
Charlie Watts, not on anybody's list.
No.
So.
But Joe picked Keith Richards, who's in the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
So you're saying by proxy.
He should get that one, too.
No, that's bullshit. You're not getting that.
Oh, no, it's the same band, man.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody from the European band dies,
right.
Joe gets credit.
Look at the fucking Beatles. Two of them are dead already. How did that happen?
One was murder, and the other one was...
No, it was a government assassination.
I would think so, yeah.
Didn't
one of them get stabbed?
Oh, well,
Harrison got stabbed, but
he died of something.
He died of cancer, right?
Yeah.
All
right,
so.
He got stabbed by an intruder in this house.
And Ringo still remains.
Ringo will be around for a long time, 78, 79.
Yeah, but
he looks great.
Hold on. Alexa, how old is Ringo Starr?
Ringo Starr is 77 years old.
77.
Yeah.
How about Paul McCartney? How old is Paul McCartney?
Alexa, how old is Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney is 75 years old.
There you go. Watch this. Alexa, how old is John Lennon?
John Lennon died in the Dakota on December 8, 1980. He was shot by Mark David Chapman and died as a result. He was 40 years old when he died.
Wow.
Wow. And he would have been like in the 75 too. Like,
yeah. Most since it's been like 35 years, yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah, we're going to go sometime.
Yeah, but see, Danny has shitty ones. I don't know why he would.
How do I have shitty ones? The guy is over 100 years
old. You have
old.
One that's a good... Two. Two. Kurt Douglas and you have Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Those are your two that you possibly could get, but Prince Philip said, fuck you, and stayed alive. He died and then fucking came back.
How about George Burns? Can I have George Burns?
He's been dead for a while, dude.
That's what I want.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
You can't die twice.
Yeah.
Sure you can. Prince Philip did it to you. That's my point.
That's right.
All right. So unofficially, I won Deadpool Bingo, but we're carrying
you are the
over.
Unofficial winner of Deadpool.
Unofficially, but we're carrying over, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't count.
Are we still going to do a dinner?
Sure. Why not?
Because that was actually worth
First guy
it.
To get oh, five
Hugh
gets
Downs
a dinner.
Hugh Downs is 96 years old.
Alexa, is Hugh Downs dead?
No. Oh. As far as I know, Hugh Downs is not dead. He is 96 years old.
Yeah. See, Alexa says she's not dead, Danny, so therefore you still have nobody.
96 years old. God.
Alexa,
man.
How old is Prince Philip?
Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, is 96 years old.
96. Danny, you have two 96-year-old motherfuckers.
Alexa, how old is Charlotte Ray?
Charlotte Ray is 91 years old.
Wow. Dude, you have all...
He's in the right area.
Yeah, really? Come on,
no, he's digging. He's digging in the right plots of the cemetery, but he's not.
Went a while ago.
But he's not doing. He's not gonna get. I mean, I don't know. To me, I'd switch out my hand. I would at least play five card draw, leave three of my cards down, and pick two new cards. That would be just me. But that's just me. Whatever. Alexa.
Alexa, get rid of.
How old was Don Rickles when he died?
Don Rickles died at 90 years old on April 6, 2017 in Los Angeles, California.
Don
His cause of death was kidney failure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So see, mine was younger.
Well,
so.
You know, those guys, it's amazing they live that long because they drink a lot, you know. They had a lot, they party all the time because they're out all the time, and, you know.
Alexa.
Liver goes, man.
How old is Joe? How
old? Joe is 44 years old.
Thank you, Alexa. Who's Joe? What Joe was she referring to?
I have no clue, but she said you're 44.
Okay.
There's no way that you're 44.
Alexa, when did Billy die?
Yesterday.
Here's something I found on Wikipedia.
It's on Wikipedia.
Billy, in fact, died of a brain tumor on October 29th, 2000, after a two-month-long struggle to beat the disease. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, bitch.
Explains a lot.
Thanks for your feedback.
You're welcome, you fucking
fuck. That explains why Billy wears the hat. Brain tumor, huh?
It's cold out.
God damn it.
I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect an answer.
Me neither, but now I know I got a lot to live for.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Fucking
you fucking bitch. Alexa.
Yeah.
Quote Deadpool.
To make calls, first register
now!
In your Alexa app.
Alexa, stop. Alexa. Deadpool.
If I never see you again, know that I love you.
No, that's not the quote!
Alexa, Deadpool.
I'd go with you, but I don't want to.
That is from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Alexa!
Okay.
Deadpool.
Your right leg is Thanksgiving and your left leg is Christmas. Can I come and visit you between the holidays?
I love it. I taught her to speak naughty.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Alexa, Deadpool.
I know, right? You're probably thinking, whose balls did I have to fondle to get my very own movie? I can't tell you his name, but it rhymes with Polverine.
It's the greatest. Dude, hours of fun. She quotes everything from the bus. Alexa, Deadpool.
Look, I'm a teenage girl. I'd rather be anywhere than here. I'm all about long sullen silences, followed by mean comments, followed by more silence. So what's it gonna be, long sullen silence or mean comment? Go on, take your pick.
It's great, dude. It's like one of the, and it's an easy little app that they fucking get.
Did she quote The Godfather?
I don't know. Alexa, quote the movie The Godfather.
Here is a quote from the big screen movie The Godfather. No, she's afraid to. Connie and Carlo want you to be godfather to their little boy.
There you go, Joe. That was it.
Okay.
Fucking kind of abrupt, but yeah.
Is that the best one you got?
Alexa, quote Spaceballs.
Here is a quote from the film Spaceballs. May the Schwartz be with you.
Hey!
Oh, may the Schwartz be with you.
Oh, wait. Well, this is the other. Alexa. Alexa. Baba Booey.
Hit him with the hine.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah. Howard Stern's show has made it into the fucking realm of Amazon and
sure
the Echo.
It has.
Yeah, so they have the. If you say Baba Booey, it says hit him with the hine. So.
Alexa. Alexa, Eddie is gay.
Sorry, I don't know that.
No,
well, we do.
She used to tell you how
I'm
you
not gay. I just like cocks. God damn it. Jesus. Alexa.
Pineapple.
Deadpool.
Looks are everything. Ever heard Dave Beckham speak? It's like he mouths sex to kin of helium. You think Ryan Reynolds got this far on a superior acting method?
Hours of fun. It never fucking gets old having her quote the movie. I don't know what else there's even in here.
Alexa, quote Police Academy.
To make calls, first register in your
Alexa,
Alexa app.
Alexa, quote the movie Police Academy.
To make calls, first register in your Alexa app.
Oh,
because
he's hearing police.
Yeah.
Alexa. So.
You have to speak up. This is the Billy. Speak like you got a pair. Come on,
Alexa. How did Billy die again?
This might answer your question.
Billy the Kid's cause of death was gunshot wound.
Oh, Billy the Kid died of gunshot wound.
Ah, I died of that now.
Yeah.
I like to brainstorm about that.
Joe, call off the relatives, will you?
Okay, I will.
Alexa, did Billy die of a brain tumor?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
You told us it before.
She doesn't like you anymore.
I guess not.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
That's my beautiful fucking new girlfriend, Alexa, who's in my house now.
Uh-huh.
Alexa, Deadpool.
Okay, guys, I only have 12 bullets, so you're all going to have to share.
She's fucking great. I love it. So what are you guys doing for New Year's?
Nothing. I stay home and I watch the ball fall. I'm nice and warm because I always get under the blankets.
Well, you shouldn't put your balls in your wife's face like that, John.
I got to stay warm, you know. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Fucking make it happen.
I usually crack a bottle of champagne. Well, actually, cheap stuff. I get like SP for bottle.
You get like apple cider.
You know when he cracks it? When it falls out of his hand and hits the floor.
Yeah.
Cracks on the floor.
When the stroke kicks in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
nice. I buy one of those appetizer trays, you know, a little salami, a little cheese.
A little salami, a little cheese.
I have a party with myself.
Alexa, how did Joe die?
Holy shit.
This might answer your question. As far as I know, Joe is alive. He was born on July 5th, 1973, and is 44 years old.
Where did go, Joe?
Joe, congratulations.
What Joe was she referring to?
I think there's a, isn't there a black, like, rapper? Like a singer named Joe?
I don't know. There must be somebody that she's referring to.
Alexa, who is Joe?
Joseph Louis Thomas, better known by his stage name, Joe, is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer.
That's not this Joe.
But actually, in many ways, yes.
Well, it's a sort of my clone. You know?
That's the black one that came out better.
That's the one, yeah, that's the second generation. All the improvements
Alexa,
made.
How did Billy die?
This might answer your question. Billy the Kid's cause of death was gunshot wound.
It just goes right to Billy the Kid now. It doesn't do Billy.
Yeah.
I want to know how Billy got the brain fucking tumor.
Alexa, Wikipedia, how did Billy die?
William Darryl Mays Jr. was an American television director, sponsor, advertisement salesperson most notable for promoting Fix-It, OxyClean, Orange Glow, Kaboom, Zorbies, and other...
Billy Mays,
yeah.
I figured I'd use Wikipedia because that's where she got it from. But
I can't find songs by Billy Mays.
It's a good thing.
He did die of a brain tumor. He was on a plane or something.
Well, that...
No, he had like an aneurysm, didn't he?
Drugs. Something like that, yeah.
And he was doing coke, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He was doing the blow.
Somebody's
It's amazing because his career had really peaked. He was really doing well.
Well, that's why he was getting the good shit now. Yeah. His body couldn't handle it.
He ran out of blow and started snorting OxyClean.
He had a reality show about the infomercial shit with the British guy.
Right,
that does the OxyClean now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who whacked Billy Mays so he can host the show.
Maybe so. You never know. Stranger things have happened with them.
You know, sometimes success kills you, man.
Danny told me not to make fun of him, but goddamn it, if he doesn't, he blows his nose off mic and you still hear it. What the fuck is the point of blowing it off fucking mic? Just blow your nose in the mic.
Sounds like you're farting.
Yeah. No, he like leans his head away, but you still hear. Off mic. I don't understand.
That poor baby's sick.
Baby go to sleep?
You're sick.
When you're sick, does your mother take care of you?
No.
No. He goes, no.
I'm staying away for that bitch because she got me sick to begin with.
Uh-huh. When I'm sick, my wife leaves the house.
I don't blame her.
You must be sick a lot.
She runs away. She's a bitch.
Get me everything.
Wait a minute. You won't tell me how many sexual partners you've had, but you'll call your wife a bitch on the show.
No, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
As she slams the door and leaves.
That's right.
Alexa, quote Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Here's a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory quote. I think I'm going to be sick.
That's it. Sometimes you get some weird shit. That's what I'm saying.
Alexa, Deadpool.
I know, right? You're probably thinking, whose balls did I have to fondle to get my very own movie? I can't tell you his name,
but it rhymes with polverine.
I just love that, like, you can, she'll say balls fondle.
Yeah.
There. But, like, if you had, if you said Alexa say balls to fondle, she wouldn't fucking say it.
Well, ask her how to, does she know how to fondle balls?
She won't do it. Alexa, how do you fondle balls?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the one thing I've learned, too, if you curse her out,
yeah,
she gets fucking angry. Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Alexa. Alexa. Fuck you.
I'm not going to respond to that.
I'm not going to respond to that. You're a douche.
Relax. You've been erased.
You've been erased.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... Billy, what are you doing for New Year's?
Probably gonna
sleep. Giggles, right?
No, I don't think so. I believe she's got to go to work early in the morning. I got to go to work early.
You're not
going to
spend New Year's Eve with your fiance?
You're not
going to
kiss your fiance at midnight?
I'm married 50 years. I still kiss my wife at 12 o'clock.
I should be asleep by then.
It's the only time I kiss is about
it. Yeah. She's suing him for sexual misconduct.
That's right.
Danny's going to be in a coma if he keeps this fucking shit up.
He's working a double.
He's working a double.
Alexa, how long is Danny going to live?
This might answer your question. The Gunna is 11 miles long.
Oh, 11 more miles and Danny's dead.
11 miles?
Shit. It's exactly 11 miles to the house.
Yeah.
She might have thought, I said, how long is Danny's dick?
11 miles.
Wow.
No, I did. I asked it. It was a, wait. Alexa, what is the average size male penis?
Male penis average size is 3.61 inches.
That's it? I'm okay.
I'm above average.
3.6?
Yeah.
3.6.
3.6 inches.
I can't believe 3.6. I'm okay then.
Yeah, I'm above average.
Holy crap.
Alexa, what is oral... Alexa, what is oral sex?
Yep, she turned you off. Alexa, what is oral sex?
I'd rather not answer that.
Yeah.
How about doing it?
Alexa, what does the word fellatio mean?
I'd rather not answer that.
Yeah, see, anything with sexual type
you don't give
she
us any
gets taboo-y on.
Alexa, what is sexual misconduct?
Sexual intercourse is principally the insertion and thrusting of the penis, when erect. Into the vagina for sexual pleasure, reproduction, or both.
Nice.
That's not bad. You got more dirtiness out of what is sexual misconduct.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's always the issue. The issue is what can you say on radio and what you can't say on radio. Mm-hmm. And everyone always says, if you use the technical terms, which she just did, how is that different than, like, if someone said that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the medical jargon is always more descriptive than the actual slang.
Right, but it sounds better.
I don't know. Alexa, I like my balls slicked.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
She won't do that. But you can. It is weird because when you have her, I have her in my room now.
Yeah.
And it is.
She's never getting out.
Yeah,
now.
She's not. It's not the first fucking woman I've fucking had in my room and never let out.
Can you get her to talk dirty to you while you're whacking off?
No, I wish. Like, I'm looking for an app for it.
Can you get her to groan like a, ask Alexa if she can give a sexy groan or something.
Alexa, can you play Meg Ryan's orgasm scene from Harry Met Sally? She's turned off.
Wait, all right, I'm done.
Fuck off, you fucking perv.
Fuck you, perv bastard. I don't
good job.
But what I've noticed, I said it, I wasn't even joking. On Facebook, I put it out there, but I was being dead serious. When you have this stupid thing now, and now when it's in your house, like, I only had it here, right? So one day a week, I would fucking have it. Now I fucking start calling her, I start asking Alexa shit all over the place. Whether I'm home or not.
Oh.
In public.
So now, you're one of them.
Yep. Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, in 2018, if you're still fucking that chicken, I'm going to call PETA, because it's a little weird now. All right. Until next year, people. I'll talk to you next year, I guess. AMF, my friends, that's adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.